Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Seven after the hour on the. I was almost into the DJV program and the Good Day Show. All right, Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Jennifer's off today. We have the NDA, yay, yay for NDAs, non-disclosure agreements. For those of you who don't know what an NDA is, it means I agree to not talk about anything, and it's mostly used in business. We have, I'm working on a business plan with some partners, and whenever we send out information about the company and what we're all about, there's always an NDA that goes with it, which means you can't talk about this with anybody else. In the case of Bloomberg and many other companies, in this circumstance, the NDA applies. It could apply to working conditions. It could apply to any number of things. But in this case, it applies to women who've been concerned about or confronted in some way, shape, or form in the workplace, something negative, and usually it's a sexual innuendo or some sort of sexual thing. I don't think anybody's charging Bloomberg with the stuff that Weinstein got charged with. I don't even know what they are, even if it's him directly. I think there are a few of them that are his, but there may be some others in his company. Am I right on that?
Yeah, he said that on Friday afternoon, he released a statement on his campaign site saying that after reviewing a lot of negative comments, and certainly during the debate when Elizabeth Warren put him on blast for the NDAs, he said that he's done a lot of reflecting on this issue, and that if anybody who has, any woman who has signed an NDA to settle a sexual harassment complaint or any comments, if they were unhappy with something he said or something that went on at the company, he said all they have to do is reach out to the company and they'll be given a release. And so they're free to talk about their experience and talk about their claims. And so this is a direct result, really, of Elizabeth Warren pushing him. And she says that this actually isn't enough, that it needs to be a blanket release. I don't know why she wants to take it further than that, but if these women want to come forward and talk about their experience and what their claim of sexual harassment was about, they are now free to do so. And so Bloomberg says from now on, running his company, Bloomberg LP, he said as long as he is the head of the company, they will no longer offer confidentiality agreements to resolve claims of sexual harassment or misconduct going forward. So he's actually changing his company's policy as well as releasing these women if they want to come forward and, you know, speak to the press about what their experience was.
So that mollifies to a point what Elizabeth Warren is running around yakking about. And in some instances, well, as I look at this stuff,
I know you don't like her, but like as a woman,
she's done anything. She has not. She's been a very poor senator from Massachusetts. She's been, since she became a senator, she'd been running for president. And those are the kind of, I say the same about anybody who's getting paid. Mayor Pete, when he was mayor of South Bend, any of these people, all of them, are getting paid to be representatives of us. And how are they representing us? All they're doing is running for themselves to be president. And that's, I don't see it. I don't like
well,
it.
Well, in this instance, yeah, in this Stop instance, banned. Though, a lot of women have serious issues with the way companies treat claims of sexual harassment. And so in this case, a lot of women are considering Elizabeth Warren to be quite the hero and making not only a presidential candidate come forward and say, all right, fine, I'm changing my policy, I'm releasing these women, but also changing the company's policy. And that's essentially all Elizabeth Warren's credit. And a lot of women are happy about that. I've had plenty of friends. I've had issues too, where you get forced into silence if you want to keep your job, and it's a horrible existence that women have to deal with that
Absolutely.
Men just don't have to deal with.
Yep, I agree with that 100%. And I think on my own, going back I don't know.
Well, separate from my feelings of Elizabeth Warren as a candidate, I'm happy that she was able to effect change like this.
Yeah, it's good. By the way, Bloomberg says that he has several suitors, and if he wins the presidency, he will sell his business. And he's worth, what is he, $56, $58 billion now? He will probably, if he did sell his company, he would he'll cross Bezos.
He'll be worth more than
that. His company's worth about $100 billion. So, think about that for a second. The other thing, I'm thinking about, I know, I'm looking at my Facebook page, and I have said some of my friends were posting a lot of stuff about the various candidates in Massachusetts and who's going to win and who would vote for whom. And there was a whole trail of, you know, Massachusetts. At this point, people still are looking at their favorite daughter, and then they look at Bernie because he's nearby, and Bloomberg is a third. Biden isn't a factor at all. Neither is Mayor Pete. He's not a factor in Massachusetts at all. Neither is Amy Klobuchar. It's like it's those three. We tend to be regional in our thinking. There were a lot of people that were talking about Elizabeth Warren on this thread, and I said, is anybody looking at Bernie? And my pal, who was the chairman of the city council for a couple of years, said, no, I don't see it. So, anyway, I think it's stimulating to look at these things and to think about what it is that all of this means. And the more talk we have about it, the more focus we have on it, the more there's involvement. As you said, Victoria, nothing out of these things that comes out of it is unhealthy. This is about cleaning up. A lot of these guys have to clean up their act. But the other side of it is, and I was thinking about this, and I just started it to say 30 or so years ago, I had somebody who worked for me there was a little tension between the two of us, and it wasn't negative tension, it was positive tension, but it was of a sexual nature. And out of the blue, one day she charged me with sexual harassment. And so the lawyer said to me, you know what, I looked at it, I said to her, what are you talking about? Well, I don't like the way you look at me. Okay, well, maybe then I should say I don't like the way you look at me. But you know what? Men couldn't get any traction then, and if there's somebody who says that, you can carry that suit through. So I had to, she left working for me, and I had to pay her, I forget what it was, a couple hundred bucks, $400 or something, just to have her stop with the stuff, because she threatened me. And I didn't do anything other than sort of respond. There was a flirtation. I've always been a flirt. And there's nothing in my personality. Over the years, I guess I've changed, excuse me, to become a little less definitive. But in that era, I was kind of a wild Indian. So I don't know. It kind of bothered me that it was that easy, maybe. Was I inappropriate? I don't know. Whether I was or wasn't, I was being interested, and she returned the favor. But at one point in time, she just... Okay, yeah, I'm going to sue you for sexual harassment. So there's that part of it. There's an element in this that I think, and there are women who have done the same thing. But by and large, when people think of sexual harassment, they think of Harvey Weinstein, or they think of Trump, or they think of some of these people who have been so blatant in their conduct that it overshadows some of the other stuff. I don't see Bloomberg as a lech.
It's interesting because, I think of those people, but I honestly, I think a lot of women probably just think of the normal instances with their own life. I think of people catcalling.
How do you mean, Kara?
I mean, you talk about when people think of sexual harassment, they think of Harvey Weinstein and people who've done it really, you know, in big ways. I think of, you know, when I walk down the street as a 14-year-old with my mom and someone yells out of the car something at me. Or I think, you know, in the workplace, just those everyday instances where people think it's not a big deal and it happens over and over again. That's kind of the bigger problem.
Well, I think that's right. I think it does happen over and over again. There is there's a trend to it. And I certainly wouldn't want, whether it was my daughter or you or Victoria or anybody that I knew, to have that. Although sometimes men are so stupid about stuff like that, and they're so insecure in themselves, the only way they can express their interest in you is to be stupid. You know, and that stuff is stupid. It's when they do the physical or the things that are detrimental. You can't get a, I'm not giving you a raise because you won't go to bed with me. You know, stuff like that where it's obvious sexual harassment. That kind of stuff. There's no place for that anyway, but yet there's plenty of it around. Still, plenty of it around. Maybe less since the Me Too movement started, but there's a, you know, there's still a lot of people, men mostly, who think like thugs. And it's like, you know, they were king of the mountain. And you see that all the time. There's a that movie that's around now called The Assistant. I don't know if you've seen that or not. I saw it. A very poignant story. You know, we talk about all these big action flicks. I don't see a lot of that big violent stuff anymore. But there are a lot of good movies with good messages. Liam Neeson, the woman, I've never seen her before. It was a film that was done in his native Northern Ireland, as a matter of fact, Victoria. And it was very poignant. A very good story about a husband and wife, who, and the chemistry between the two of them on screen was fabulous. It's just, you know, you think about what happens if. This is a story about a woman who gets cancer and how her husband deals with it. And it was really, Neeson, you know, used to him being those big action flicks. This is a very good, this tested his acting chops, if you will. So here we are at 18 after the hour. Today is the DJV program.
Nobody thinks twice about getting a second opinion on a doctor or a lawyer. But what about when you need somebody to work on your home, like an electrician, landscaper, or plumber? Somebody doing major work on your pipes definitely calls for a second opinion. So next time you get a recommendation on a pro, get a second opinion at Angie's List. As the authority on local pros, we offer thousands of reviews, plus business info, offers, and photos. Just go to AngiesList.com. Hey, you want to feel great about who you're hiring, and we second that opinion.
Is your child tackling new challenges in math this year? Are they striving to get ahead of the pack? Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each student face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them achieve their academic goals all year long. Find a learning center near you at Mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USA N.A.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Sponsored by Palm Beach Research. Text and data rates may apply.
Judge Jeanine Pirro is a household name in the USA. You've seen her on Fox News and across the internet for years. Judge Pirro speaks her mind, and she doesn't mince words when it comes to hypocrisy from the deep state D.C. swamp. And now Judge Pirro is exposing the insiders and politicians who have been setting themselves up to make fortunes in the cannabis sector. In a surprising turn, dozens of D.C. insiders who have attacked marijuana for years are plowing millions into backdoor cannabis investments. Judge Pirro's exclusive expose on this cannabis conspiracy is yours free when you text JUDGE to 76280 now. We'll send you a link to a video presentation that shows you how you can take advantage of the same opportunities to profit that these DC insiders have been keeping to themselves. They have changed their thinking from lock 'em up to light 'em up. You can find out which companies are set for explosive growth. Text JUDGE to 76280. Get Judge Pirro's expose on the cannabis conspiracy. Text JUDGE to 76280 now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Auburn hair like a sunrise.
You guys got lots of desire. Such great accomplishments in his life.
He ever seen.
A poet, modern poet, the way he sings his songs, writes his songs.
Butterflies.
He's always, and because you listen to his voice because it's so iconic, and then you listen to the words. Like, Willie Nelson's going to be 87 years old in April. Just in time to celebrate that milestone, he's going to release a new album called The First Rose of Spring. New album marks his 70th studio album.
That's just unbelievable.
It really is. And he delivered the title track to his fans over the weekend. Call The First Rose of Spring. You want to crank it up a little?
Yeah. Open his eyes to things he never dreamed.
If he's not on his own, he can still get this. He can still do it. Well, it's not just a great performing anymore in front of a crowd. He doesn't have the stamina.
Well, his lungs are, yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, yeah. Out of the 11 total songs, Willie recorded a couple of songs he co-wrote with country music producer Buddy Cannon called Blue Star and Love, Just Laugh. Those haven't been dropped yet, though, Kara, right?
Yeah, this is the only song from the album that's out yet, yeah.
Right. For the rest of the LP, he puts his own spin on songs like Toby Keith's Don't Let the Old Man In and Chris Stapleton's Our Song. Willie is due for a few live performances this season. He'll hit the road with Chris Stapleton for his All-American Roadshow in Arlington, Texas, starting the 14th of next month. He'll also return as the perennial headliner of his day-long music festival, Luck Reunion. Remember that? We talked about that last week on March 19th. It was on his own ranch where this started, and that's where he's going to be, just outside of Austin, Texas. He'll also share the stage with Neil Young and Stephen Stills at the 6th annual Light Up the Blues benefit concert in L.A. on May 30th. Proceeds going toward the nonprofit Autism Speaks. I think Neil Young has at least one, if not two, autistic children. And he and Young have been friends for years. They worked on Farm Aid when it first got started, what, 30 or so years ago. And they've been together a lot. Although Willie's personality is much more measured than Neil Young. Neil Young is a crazy man. He really is. He's nuts. Willie's not. But they're both. I think Neil Young is just about 80, it seems to me. He's right in there somewhere, 80, 81.
Really? I thought he was younger.
I thought he was too, but he's a contemporary. I remember playing his music when I first got started as a jock in the mid-60s. So he's been around.
He's 74, so he's not quite there yet.
Yeah. Thank you.
Don't put him in his 80s just yet.
There we go. I'm not quite there yet. 26 after on the DJV program here with Victoria, Kara, Doug, and you focusing on Brandi Carlile. I serve as the official ambassador of Record Store Day this year. Carlile announced her ambassadorship in a video filmed in her attic. Well, she's got a studio in her attic in Seattle. She said, quote, "We've been making the physical manifestation of independent-minded music for over two decades in this space." Her musical hero Elton John often frequents indie record shops as well. What independent record stores do is that, like mine, they archive, they love, they meticulously care for, and make available to you other people's dreams. She shared some of their favorite records, adding, "I've never made an album that we didn't intend to be in an independent record store. Thank you so much for recognizing this love in me and giving us the opportunity. We will not let you down." 13th Annual Record Store Day takes place April 18th at independent shops all around the world. Previous record store ambassadors include Metallica, Dave Grohl, Ozzy Osbourne, Jack White, and there's some more on that list as well. So, Brandi Carlile,
a lot of special releases too will happen.
Yeah,
like last year, Paul McCartney had a single that was just available on Record Store Day. So a lot of artists are really trying to get behind
paying
this movement,
attention to it.
Keep these shops open.
Well, there's that. That's helped them a lot, and so has the radio station. They've made these people successful for sure. 28 after here on the DJV program. Around me like a chain.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart?
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USA N.A.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
This is what Flow from Progressive sounds like in one of our commercials. You may have seen one there on TV occasionally.
And speaking of motorcycle insurance rates, did you know that our basic motorcycle policies start at just $75 a year? And speaking of insurance, I just like...
And this is how that same commercial sounds on your motorcycle.
Don't you?
Everything's better on a bike. Progressive keeps you on yours. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Hey, cyber criminals stole the W-2 forms from my friend's company.
Yeah, scammers impersonate CEOs in email and also launch attacks from compromised accounts.
What if they target us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Total Email Protection.
So we're secured?
Yes. Barracuda protects businesses of all sizes with artificial intelligence that blocks spear phishing, account takeover attempts, and business email compromise.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump in India with the First Lady, and he's reassuring the American people on Twitter about the spreading coronavirus, tweeting, "The coronavirus is very much under control in the USA. We are in contact with everyone and all relevant countries." Lawmakers from the state of Alabama contacting members of the Trump administration, asking them not to bring passengers infected with the coronavirus from the Diamond Princess cruise ship in Japan to the state to be quarantined at a FEMA facility in Anniston. The plan has been scrapped. And Democrats who want to be president gearing up for the next debate in South Carolina. 7 candidates scheduled to participate in the 10th debate Tuesday night ahead of the primary in South Carolina this Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The DJV Show today? Don't worry. You can check out all the latest stories on the podcast at djvshow.com.
34 after the hour, the friendly voices from the friendly program. It's the DJV program. DJV, Doug, Jen, Victoria. Jennifer's off today. Victoria Keelan is here keeping us sharp and on our toes. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Looks like this past weekend was a tough weekend for the Mardi Gras as it gets started. Didn't it start on Ash Wednesday and goes till, what is, I'm trying to remember the timing. Mardi Gras means Fat Tuesday. And so it's, but it goes up to Lent. I forget the sequence of events in terms of what it means or what it meant when it first got started to religious celebrations, Lent and going into Easter, that sort of thing. I think Lent has begun, has it not?
Giving up? No, not yet.
Oh, it hasn't? Oh.
Ash Wednesday is the beginning of Lent.
And when is that?
This week.
Oh, okay. So anyway, that's a little non-plus. Anyway, the Mardi Gras started this past weekend, correct?
Yeah,
in New Orleans?
Mardi Gras celebrations, they have all different types of parades, and so it's basically like the entire month of February at this point. You know, they have so many different ones that are even not part of official Mardi Gras. So, but anyway, the larger story, though, is that two people have died being hit by parade floats which is not a fun way to go.
No.
So in the
they don't go that fast. So what in the heck happened?
Happened is two different people, three people have been injured, two died because they tried to walk in between the floats, and they're hitched together and they're pulled by tractors. So they've actually, the two people who died tripped over the hitch and then they were run over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now the city of New Orleans has basically said no more tandem floats. So it's just single floats now.
Why don't they keep people off of the roads?
Because because there are so many people who cross in and out of the parade that it would be virtually impossible to police that. They wouldn't have enough cops to do it. But this should be a lesson to people that, you know, you shouldn't cross in the middle of a parade route. But I guess people are, you know, not paying attention. Yeah.
Well, that, or they think they're bigger than life, or it will not happen, you know. It's not going to happen to me. There are all kinds of people who think that.
Well, I mean, that happens in every parade.
Yeah, every parade people cross the street.
I mean, it completely cuts cities in half, and if you have to get somewhere, or, you know, your friends are across the street or something, I don't know that it's necessarily people thinking. I mean, no one thinks that they're going to get hit by a parade float and run over.
Right.
It's just, if you don't expect there to be a hitch in the middle, then, then it would be pretty easy to trip over.
Yeah. And this was also at night, and so people, you know, it's not well lit, and people couldn't see. So that's another part of the problem.
Yeah. Some names in the news, people passing away. B. Smith, one of the country's first high-profile black models, who went on to become an author, a restaurateur, lifestyle maven, passed away at the age of 70. She had Alzheimer's. I remember interviewing her 20 or so. I don't know why, because I've probably interviewed 15, 16, 17,000 people in my radio career, and I don't know, you know, sometimes people stand out. She does, for some reason or another, and I'm trying to remember why. I was actually on the air in Baltimore, I thought, if I remember correctly, and she was there for something, Kara. I'm not sure that she didn't live there, as a matter of fact, now that I think about it. No, they lived in Long Island, according to this, but there was some reason. Anyway, not important to the
story. She may have had a restaurant. I know she had a restaurant in D.C.,
I interviewed her because she said she had a lot to say about society, and I think that's why I wanted to talk to her. She was pretty serious about that stuff. Anyway, her husband said she passed away. Going back over her career as a model, she went on to host she did a syndicated television program called B. Smith with Style. It was about decorating and cooking, one of the first ones along that line, I think. She had three restaurants, all called B. Smith. She wrote three cookbooks, launched several lines of home goods, including lines of Bed Bath & Beyond, Lazy Boy, and Walmart. She had been diagnosed 7 years ago with Alzheimer's. She opened up about living with the disease in a book called Before I Forget, Love, Hope, and Help and Acceptance in Our Fight Against Alzheimer's. And so she and her husband used the platform to raise awareness for the problems, certainly in the black community. I don't know that you hear too much. This brings it around to focusing on. I don't know that I've heard too many stories about black people getting Alzheimer's. Have you, either of you? I don't know that.
Well, I don't know anyone personally who's had it, but I think obviously if they're trying to raise awareness for the fact that more black women get Alzheimer's than any other demographic, then
that's
something that needs to be talked about.
Yeah. Blacks are 2 to 3 times more likely to have Alzheimer's. I didn't know that either. And certainly it does drive people into poverty, that's for sure. So that's very interesting news. And I don't know whether this has been Black History Month. There are a lot of things that focus on stories like this during the month of February. But that's something I did not know. So here's the story with those of you who have been to the Hair Club for Men. The guy that was so identified with Hair Club for Men, Cy Sperling, passed away. He's 78 years old. Remember his tagline? I'm not only the Hair Club president, but I'm also a client. And it was that, when you look at it was a terrible weave. He looked awful. But he sold a lot of those weaves, man. Made a lot of money. He's been sick for quite a long time. He retired in 2000. It's more or less a hair restoration company. Founded back in the 70s. In the early 80s, executives wanted to air a TV commercial. They I went with a standard person, you know, okay, I'm a spokesperson. But then they decided to have a spot that was less professional looking, with Sperling telling viewers, I'm not only the hair club president, but I'm a client. And it worked. It stuck. It really did. In the first month after the spot aired, Hair Club got 10,000 phone calls. In addition to leading and advertising for Hair Club for Men, he also hosted a radio show called How to Succeed in Business. And he lectured on being an entrepreneur, that sort of thing. I remember talking to him on the air a few times. Pretty interesting. You talk about the quintessential New Yorker, Victoria. He was, you talk with Bloomberg and Trump being, this guy was a New Yorker through and through and through. And I always thought, you know, the idea of having a hair replacement system that works is not to call attention to the fact that you have a hair replacement system. And I always thought Hair Club for Men, the weaves that they would weave into your, I could never understand, you know, they show people jumping into pools and, oh, look, my hair is still there, which you couldn't do with a toupee. But, you know, there are very few people who have really good, really good hair pieces. I always say Shatner's is the best. And it is. His hair piece is fabulous. All right, let's say in a moment I want to talk about this opioid settlement and what people are saying at this point. This is an outrage, man. This is an outrage. More on this coming up in a matter of moments here on the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that advanced your career skills and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? Find out more. Text LEAD to 79645. Start on the path to earning your MBA or Business Analytics Master's degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the graduate programs from the top-ranked W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University offered 100% online. Text LEAD to 79645. That's L-E-A-D to 79645.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. If you're not stretching after a workout, you're missing a key benefit of exercise.
You should include stretching to your normal exercise routine for three main reasons. The first is that it can increase your range of motion in your joints.
Dr. Glenn Schur says stretching can potentially improve athletic performance and dramatically reduce the risk of injury.
Post-workout stretches are very important because your muscles at that time are warm and they're very responsive to stretching.
Dr. Schur says you should hold stretches for around 30 seconds. Keep them gentle and slow and avoid bouncing. Stretches should create a sense of tension and stress across the muscle, but stop if there's pain.
When you're at a point where it's becoming painful, you can actually cause damage to the muscles as well as the ligaments.
When done right, stretching is fairly quick and very effective.
Improving your flexibility after the workout can take as little as 5 to 10 minutes. However, it will pay dividends down the road.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, here we are at 46 and change after the hour. I want to sort of just, I like stuff like this where it is so obvious that there's, there's two people in one body. This guy's a big Major League Baseball player named Madison Bumgarner. You know who he is? Plays for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Okay. So this past weekend, apparently he was recognized on the rodeo circuit. Nobody paid much attention. You know, you get the hats on, you can't really see who's under the hat. But there was a story about him competing as a rodeo roper and performer as Mason Saunders, which is apparently a combination of his, somebody in his family and his wife. His wife's maiden name, whatever it is, but I thought it was kind of interesting that he would go to such lengths. There are a lot of people who have been big baseball players or football players that have also played in other sports, but for whatever the reason, he didn't. Maybe it's his insurance as much as anything else. You know, these teams carry a hell of a lot of insurance on these guys, and he's a three-time World Series champion. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm now that his cover has been blown, I wonder if his team is going to tell him, all right,
that's
no more.
I'm telling, yeah, that's yeah. No, because that's dangerous stuff. Dangerous stuff. Anyway, so that's kind of a cute thing. The settlement of these opioid cases that we've been talking about off and on, the opioid problems, the number of people who are suffering because they got hooked on opioids. So now we had, what, 5-6 months ago, there was an announcement of a settlement with the drug companies that have been responsible for all of this stuff. And because there's so many lawsuits, the fact is that the money the drug companies will pay to compensate people and communities is going to be far less, much less than what was completely, or there was earlier on, envisioned. Lawyers on all sides have been stepping up efforts to reach an agreement before the start of a trial next month in New York, bringing all these companies together. The plaintiff's lawyers now believe the payout from dozens of opioid makers and distributors and retailers will be half of what the big tobacco companies agreed to pay 20 years ago in the settlement that went to people who were sick because they smoked. This is much worse than that. The settlement in 1998 was $206 billion that they paid out. And so this final amount is supposedly half of that, $100 billion. How many people's lives? Wasn't it like 70,000 or so? How many people have been dying of opioid poisoning in the last 4 or 5 years? It's in the tens of thousands, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't know. I think these companies get away with so much. You know, the Sackler family, who they're
Johnson
the ones, Purdue
Johnson.
Pharma.
Purdue Pharma.
Yeah. They're all in New York, and they've been just siphoning money by the billions out of their company so that they wouldn't have to pay anybody else whose lives they basically manufactured to ruin. So, I don't know. It's pathetic. It really is.
I don't know who has a seat at the table here. Lawyers and how they're getting away with all of this stuff. I really want to know how they're getting away with it, because this is an outrage. It's 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Three after the hour now on the DJV program. Normally Tommy the K from the Money Pit is here, but he's doing something with the Boy Scouts, and I can't remember what it is because he's a big Boy Scout. At any rate,
he's moving his daughter into college.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Into college. No, that's right, too. You're right. Yep, yep. Starting the second semester in a different college. So, in place of that, I'm going to do some business stories that are of consequence here with the ladies. First one has to do with the future of Victoria's Secret. Apparently the CEO of L Brands, which owns Victoria's Secret, is stepping down. He's selling 55% of his stake in Victoria's Secret to a private equity company for $525 million. So he still has a 45% stake in the brand. But what's happened here, ladies, over the last, what, 4 or 5 years, Victoria's Secret, their lingerie, their beauty stuff, it's gone the way of the wind. Why?
Well, it's just there's so many other companies out there. Rihanna came out with a new company that sells underwear and makeup and all these different things. And there's just so many more companies that actually have diversity and different sizes and just things that more women want now. And Victoria's Secret has just kind of always stayed in the same box. They have their fashion show where everyone is like a size negative one. They, you know, their bra sizes don't go up that high. Yeah, right. they used to sell bathing suits. They stopped selling those. And so it just kind of, they've stayed in the same lane and they've never, I don't know, gotten any better. They've never advanced and they're just way too much competition. And also,
well, there used to be a TV show and this guy's a pig.
Well, yeah, he's a pig. There's so many other things that have come out about him saying stuff about women.
Right.
And
you talk about an NDA.
There. Yeah.
This guy.
Well, the models were sexually harassed, and then, you know, some of the models are not just Victoria's Secret models. They're, you know, big supermodels like Bella Hadid, and, you know, she came out and there was a New York Times expose on all this, and the two guys in charge are just absolute disgusting pigs. Mm-hmm. And they were friends with Jeffrey Epstein, and Jeffrey Epstein would lure young models in saying he was a recruiter for Victoria's Secret, which he never was. Yeah. So it's the whole thing. And
great.
You know, and even women who worked like in the marketing department had incredible stories of sexual harassment that they had to deal with during the day, you know, during their regular work day, and they weren't even models. So it's from the top down. This whole company just had its head up its butt, and I'm not surprised that this is where we are now in 2020. You know, they've made statements saying that they would never have a transgender model, that they would never have a plus size model in the show, and then the show got canceled because the ratings have just tanked over the last few years. No one cares about it anymore.
Not reality anymore. Nope.
Nope.
Some other business news in a moment. Today, only half of Americans have access to workplace retirement plans. Congress is going to help to change that. It's America Saves Week, and Andy Solomon has the story for you.
New legislation makes it easier for small employers to offer retirement plans to their workers, and today's retirement plans increasingly provide simple ways to help employees save for emergencies, too. Janella Frias, president of Prudential Retirement, has more.
Many employers now offer emergency savings features designed to help build a safety net that can be easily accessed within a retirement plan. So increasing access to retirement plans also promotes saving for short-term and unexpected needs.
Tools like this help you simultaneously manage daily expenses, anticipate the unexpected, and plan for the future. See if your employer offers an emergency savings option, which allocates a portion of your 401k funds to be accessed when you need them.
We know that 4 out of 10 Americans have trouble paying an unexpected $400 bill, but saving even a few dollars each week adds up and provides a much-needed cushion. Talk to your employer about what options are available and how they can help.
To learn more, visit Prudential.com.
There's a survey out, you guys will love this, of millennial men who say they are 100% for gender equality. There were two facets to this survey. One, gender equality at work, and what do you do at home? The picture at home, not quite the same as the picture at work. Okay, well, my wife can do this, so the girlfriend can do that. I don't want to do it.
You know, I think that's actually true, though, because most of the women my age who are either in long-term relationships or married, the guys do a lot of the cooking. They both do cleaning. I mean, I don't know if it's exactly equal, but it seems to be, I mean, both people work, both people come home and do things, so it seems to be a bit more equal than it, at least with most of our parents, yeah.
Right, exactly. All right, in France, there's a new law going into effect that will make all public buildings made at least of 50% wood. The reason is they don't want to be using up, they're thinking about the environment, less wood and more things like hemp or straw in the making of buildings. That's pretty interesting. Timber construction around the world, is it sustainable? Well, a lot of people think it isn't because of the use now as the population explodes, using more and more wood to build things, construct things. This is something that trying to find composites and things that will be carbon neutral. I thought that was a pretty interesting story. I think all of them are. That's why we're telling the stories, because we think they're interesting. 59 past the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.